Like, how's it like game planning when you don't know if you're going to have Odell in the lineup?
Well, you sit there and you have a contingency plan. You hope that things are going to work out, and you try to see how that could unfold, and then just see who might be able to fit in that particular role, and then how it would affect the defense, and then what are some other concepts that, again, wouldn't necessarily give you the same effect, because obviously it's hard to replicate a dynamic playmaker like Odell, and then have those contingency plans, and then hope for the best come Monday night.
So, like with him last week, it came down 90 minutes before the game. How much did things have to change then?
Well, you know, you build your plan, like I said, in terms of, hey, we. Certain particular concept, you'd love to have 13 at this spot or have 13 at that spot, and then all of a sudden, like you said, 90 minutes before the game, he's not there. Well, prior to that decision, you've had practices and opportunities where, hey, somebody else has to be ready to step in and fill this role, so this is how it's going to look, or you have other concepts, other plays, and you just try to juggle all of that so that you're in a position to be successful, which obviously we were not and have a lot of work to do. I know there's going to be some questions coming with regard to that. So, but that's to answer your question in terms of how we want to approach it. That's the way we have to deal with it.
How pleased were you with the progress Odell made on the practice field this week?
You know, he's been limited, and so he's done what we've asked him to do. So I really can't comment on in terms of where he's at or anything like that. So,
what adjustments did you make at halftime? Because the start of the third quarter looked pretty good. I mean, can that carry over?
I think the biggest thing, and we took a hard look at, man, were we awful in the first half. And by awful, I mean we didn't have the ball. We had so many self-inflicted wounds. You have five third downs, you're 0 for 5. And of those five third downs, four of them were 5 yards or less. And so you're not out there. You don't get into that rhythm. We dug ourselves a hole. We dug ourselves a hole. And that's not to take any – they did a heck of a job. I'm certainly going to give credit where credit is due to their coaches and their players down in Dallas. But you dig that type of a hole, and so then it's just a matter of taking a step back and saying, listen, we're getting the ball here to start this half. Here's some concepts that we like. Just son of a gun. There's a lot of plays we haven't even gotten to because we haven't had the ball. So just take a step back. This is what we're going to do. We've been our own worst enemy. Let's eliminate the missed assignments. Let's eliminate the breakdowns in communication. You know, eliminate some of the technique errors and just focus on these things and be at our best. And you know, like you said, we did have some progress. We got it down there. You know, didn't able to punch that ball in the end zone, which obviously is a big disappointment for all of us. But you know, that was overall pleased that despite all of the ugliness and despite all of the frustration and disappointment, guys continue to put forth the effort to try to play hard.
What does Darkwa have to do to get more carries?
Orleans has been someone that we've felt very good about all through the spring, through training camp. You know, over the past couple years that I've been here, he's had some injury issues. He's been healthy thus far. He, you know, had a very, very difficult situation with regard to the shin splints and injuries that he had last year. And so as he continues to work hard and we mix him in there with some of the other guys based upon situations out there at practice, and so excited about, you know, the dimension that he has. I mean, every runner has a certain upside, if you will, or something that they bring to the table, and he has some things. So, you know, we're looking forward to giving him more opportunities. You know, unfortunately, the one opportunity he had, it wasn't his fault. We had, you know, had a penetration there. A guy made a heck of a play, and we didn't do a great job. And it was a tackle for loss, but he had a nice run. So we're pleased with where he's progressing.
Mike, how do you look at the challenges the Detroit line presents? I guess particularly given how your offensive line.
Right. Well, it starts in terms from a size standpoint. I mean, and it's a different style of play. Schematically, Dallas is a lot of movement, a lot of twists and different stunts and so forth and moving those guys around. These guys have some of that, but there's some big, strong bodies, the defensive tackles. And then, of course, Ziggy Ansah is one of the premier pass rushers outside. You know, their style is different, but, you know, from a challenge, you know, whereas some of the other teams, the most recent opponent had a lot of the stunts and the twists and so forth. These guys just more brute force, just more penetration up the field and bringing that. So we're going to have some patience in the run game, some consistency there in the run game to try to balance things out and try to do some things that, you know, will be to our advantage to try to offset, you know, the strengths that they have up front, you know, and that you're right there, heck of a challenge. But it is a different – I want to answer your question without talking too long. I have to ice my jaw here in a minute. it's just a different style. They do, they're bringing a size component.
How do you kind of process or even rectify the idea that there were so many good reviews for the O-linemen, off-season, preseason, work ethic,
right,
technique, and at least to my eye, right, it wasn't necessarily as apparent?
Right, and there's no question, I think, to everyone's eyes. I mean, we didn't, but the key thing, that point I would want to make, is that it wasn't not just the offensive line. You can point to all of the positions. You can point to coaching. There was a awful lot of bad in that first night, and so there's enough blame, if you will, to go around, and a lot of a lot of disappointment. But the thing that we've really focused on is, it is just one game. And, 15 years in doing this, the one thing I know beyond a shadow of a doubt is that where teams are after the first week of the season, there's no direct correlation to where they are at the end of the regular season or at the end of the postseason. And so a lot of work to do, a lot of areas for improvement across the board. But we've zeroed in more on that rather than, oh, it's a huge disappointment despite reviews or a continuation from things from last year or whatever. That's all to the side. We've just rolled our sleeves up and tried to zero in on how we can get better.
You talk about blame, and everyone's part of that. And Eli even admitted, he needs to play better. He said that. What does he need to do more in order for your offense to be successful?
Well, I think every position has the responsibilities. And that's whether, like, obviously us from coaching, the preparation standpoint, getting them ready to play. Then you look at the various positions from the line, whether it's protecting the passer and being able to open up holes in the run game, running backs hitting it, receivers getting open, catching. Obviously, the quarterback who touches the ball on every play, there's an awful lot on his plate. And I think in terms of just things that can be better, he would be the first guy, as you mentioned, to tell you that some plays he'd like to have back from either a standpoint of accuracy or decisions that are made, whatever the case may be. But the key point I'd want to emphasize is just kind of like what you said. There are so many areas, where we all have to get better. And that's what we've really zeroed in on. Had a heck of a day today and a really good week.
Coach, Bobby Hart was a bit limited in practice this week. How do you think the guys who stepped up for him, how do you think they did in practice this week?
We had other guys on the roster filling in, moving around different places, different guys fitting into some different places. And so we feel good about that. We'll see how it unfolds, come a couple more days.
Can you name names, like who's in a different place right now?
I can't name names.
You see Eli every day.
Yes.
What would you say every day to people who say he's in decline, they see his game decline? What makes you?
I would say that Eli, like everybody else on the offensive side of the ball, had a bad night. Had a night that is not up to our standard. And so, in seeing his work ethic and how he prepares, and seeing things he's done out on the practice field and the communication that's continuing to get better and better with the receivers and in protection adjustments and so forth, that it is one bad night, and to rush to conclusions about where he's at or where anybody is after one game, would be premature.
What do you think the issue was getting the ball to Marshall on Sunday?
Well, I think as you look at that, some of the plays early on, he had an opportunity to get the ball, and whether it was a breakdown either from a pass protection standpoint or you have a play that's called where there's an opportunity for him to get the ball, and all of a sudden the coverage where you're counting on him being the primary read, now all of a sudden they do a different coverage, so he becomes a second or a third read. He's been great. His attitude's tremendous. He's working hard, and we're excited, and we know that we're excited about his improvement and the opportunities that are going to be there for him coming down the road.
We've talked on Abe and I about teams playing cover two against you guys. To get teams out of that, you just simply have to run the ball.
Absolutely.
Better.
Absolutely. That is, you have to run the ball better, and you have to be patient with some of the opportunities that are there. I mean, it's not what I'm talking about from the pass game standpoint, because if they're taking away some of your deeper shots, you have to be patient enough to go ahead and take that completion, win the down, put yourself in a position. But you hit the nail on the head. We have to be able to run the ball. And I think, going back to that game, which, obviously, it's the first time I've talked to you guys since that game. You have to touch base on it. When you're not out there, when you only have so few snaps in the first half because you're not converting on third down, it's hard to get that consistency. But to get teams out of cover two, to get them out of that soft zone, you have to be able to run the ball, and that's something we have to do.